I am not part of Mensa. Didn't even know that existed. So that's where we're at today. This is the theme.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. I love that song. Not just ironically.
It's a fantastic song.
You can't not dance when you hear that.
Just hit a billion streams on Spotify.
Just Spotify alone.
Just the one music service.
I mean, and everywhere else is doing quite well, too.
Oh, yeah.
How much is this made?
Yeah, so it's 3 to 5 million from Spotify. From just this one song.
Just this one song.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anytime he gets tired of singing it, he can just look at his bank account and said, I'm okay with it.
That's right? Why, like, songwriters, too, because songwriter, I don't know if he wrote the song.
Yeah, he didn't write it.
Okay. So that's why songwriters don't mind being songwriters a lot of the time, too, because they make about the same amount of money.
Yeah, if they get a huge hit, they're all set.
Oh, yeah. So, like, it just takes one song to make you a millionaire.
The song came out in 1987.
Yeah.
Spotify didn't even come into existence until 2006.
Yeah. Gosh.
So for half of the song's life, Spotify's been around.
Right.
And I don't even know if Spotify, like, I remember Spotify becoming, like, on the market when I was in college. So in, like, 2017.
So it was, like, really small for a while.
Yeah, like, I don't think
originally they weren't paying
like
the artists or songwriters a lot of money.
No.
You know, not much at all.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Rickrolling concept, do you guys know how that came about?
No, tell me.
So YouTube.
Yeah, this is where somebody would send you a link and you think it's one thing and you actually get a music video for,
like, here, look at this UFO.
Rick Astley's never going to give you up.
Yeah.
It started during a release of Grand Theft Auto, the video game, in 2007. I guess it was, like, so highly anticipated for that, the latest one.
Right.
Yeah. That the server for the video game company crashed. So people were posting the link to the video everywhere. And one guy on 4chan posted the link to Never Gonna Give You Up, saying it was the latest Grand Theft Auto preview. And millions of people clicked on that link, and then it became a thing.
Oh, it's a phenomenon. Yeah, you see that all the time. You go, oh, okay, you got me.
So I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank. He's very happy with it.
Yeah,
and it's even featured in things like you reminded me.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso did it. Yeah, they kind of Rickrolled everybody in one of the funeral episodes.
Right, right.
Just hilarious. It just never dies. Like, every time you think it's gone away,
it comes back.
The Rutherford County zebra, Ed, is still on the loose. They haven't caught him yet.
Yep, they're trying.
Yeah, people are still having a field day, doing AI pictures or, photoshopping. Wendy, who just played Gender Wars a few minutes ago, posted a picture of the zebra on the Old Fort Golf Course in Murfreesboro.
Yep.
Probably not real.
I know. Appearance of the zebra on the loose in Nashville coincides with everybody pretty much having access to ChatGPT or something similar.
Yeah.
Where they can pretty much create whatever you want.
Put a zebra in a honky tonk. There.
Yeah.
We put a bunch up just today on the Woody and Jim Facebook page.
Yeah.
The zebra is trying to blend into a bachelorette party with a margarita.
Margarita.
And also conferring with other referees wearing stripes at a kids' soccer game somewhere in Rutherford County.
Oh, that's great.
I do love those. Donut Country, Murfreesboro, in honor of Ed the Zebra, they're doing zebra striped donuts today.
Yeah.
So if you want to stop by and pay tribute to
Ed.
That sounds good.
We haven't found the zebra yet, but there's one thing we have found a lot of, and that's snakes.
Ooh.
Are you guys seeing a lot of snakes?
I thankfully am not.
Okay. We've heard stories of people, seeing snakes running through slow traffic and things like that.
Oh, and it was a big one. I saw a video. I wanted to cry. My friend said she almost stepped on one in a park. I can't remember the name. And then one of our coworkers, Haley on 102.9 The Buzz, she said she found one in her backyard. So I'm just not going to go outside. If you've listened, I don't like
living an indoor life for the next 6 months.
I will be a hermit.
I remember my son Jeff and I out golfing at the VA golf course in Murfreesboro, and all of a sudden we're approaching the green, and there's a snake slithering toward our balls.
Oh.
And we went, you know what? We're just going to, these putts are going to be gimmies.
Yeah.
We're
okay?
just going to go to the next hole.
Yeah. We don't need these balls back. We're just going to keep moving.
Ginny, you'll love this story. I was in South Carolina once, and I was water skiing on a lake. And everybody was kind of like out in the back of the house that kind of overlooked the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, water skiing and staying up on the ski and really proud of myself.
Yeah.
And as I went by, everybody was like, "Aah!" And I thought, wow, they think I'm an awesome water skier.
Yeah, they're cheering me on.
What they were actually trying to tell me was a water moccasin was following me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's like if a snake and a shark had a baby together.
Water moccasins are deadly.
They are.
And so I'm like, yay, they think I'm awesome. And meanwhile, they like say, hey, get up, like right up onto the shore.
Wow.
I did. And then they used fishing poles to kind of like snare the water moccasin.
Oh, my gosh. I would cry. I would cry and I would die.
It was best I didn't know.
Yeah.
I would have panicked and then fell in the water.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So watch out for snakes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're down at the, CMA Festival. There's going to be lots of snakes. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Trying to help you get through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Pretty cool story. There was a family on vacation in Florida from Michigan, and the kids found a bottle that washed up on shore.
Oh, cool.
And it had a message in the bottle. And apparently it was left by kids who threw it in the ocean 7 years ago in Hawaii.
Whoa.
No.
So that would mean that the bottle had to go on the currents of the ocean down through the tip of South America, up the coast of Africa, and then to Florida.
Wow.
7 years.
Jeez.
And I guess they opened it up and had a message inside with a number. It's pretty cool.
It's a note and a bottle. Hello, people who found this. You will be happy that you found this. Why? Because you will know me with this number.
And I just popped into my phone and decided to text. They texted me back. It was actually a 21-year-old girl from Hawaii and her little brother.
Was 21 now.
Right?
Little kid, but she dropped it in the ocean.
What kid doesn't want to find like a message in a bottle?
I know, that's pretty cool. It's kind of magical.
Send one out and see where it goes.
Yeah, it's always a fun experiment.
That's so cool.
I love it.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Three things you want to know this morning. Mark your calendars for July 10th if you're a fan of the McDonald's snack wrap. It's coming back.
I knew it was, but it's now. Yay.
Yeah.
You have no idea how excited Gina just got. I know it sounded like she was excited.
Yeah.
Just like multiply it by 10 if you saw it.
If you're not familiar, they debuted it in 2006. It's been gone for like 10 years.
A long time.
And it's a chicken, lettuce, and cheese in a flour tortilla with the sauce options.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally, at the same time, Popeye's just announced they're introducing a wrap.
They won't be as good.
It's going to be the battle of the wraps. It's going to be a wrap battle.
Popeye's makes good chicken. Their chicken sandwich is darn good.
Oh, yeah. you just became my husband's best friend.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Either way, bring on the chicken wraps.
Popeye's versus McDonald's. You are of house divided.
You may want to get a chicken wrap and, I don't know, maybe get comfortable because AMC Theaters has just announced they're going to be adding more commercials and trailers to before the movies start.
Seriously?
Now, from my research, because I go to movies all the time, they're at about the average is 24 minutes after the posted time of when a movie would start.
Say
7 o'clock.
So
you can guess about 7:25 is when the actual movie would start. They're going to be adding 3 more minutes to that.
Geez.
So close to a half hour.
Mm.
I'd be fine with an extra trailer, but it's the commercials that are boring.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just add 25 minutes to everything and then just show it, 5 minutes before it actually starts.
Yeah.
I can't sit there forever.
No.
Especially when movies are 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, no
your butt
kidding.
Starts to hurt and you get bored. Yeah. So George Jones is the latest country star to have a statue outside of the Ryman. Got unveiled. He joined some big hits like Little Jimmy Dickens, Bill Monroe, Loretta Lynn. She's the only girl out there, so go Loretta. But yeah, that got unveiled. So it's about time.
So is it George Jones holding a guitar? Is he riding the riding lawnmower that he had to use when he lost his driver's license from DUIs?
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
He is holding a guitar.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Sorry to disappoint you.
Riding a mower, though. That would be the best. Yeah. Why didn't they talk to you?
Yeah. No show. They made this. No show Jones on the back of a riding lawnmower. I love it. All right. And Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra. We're going to ask ourselves the question that we've been asking everybody who plays Gender Wars this week.
What wastes the most time in your day?
Yep. I know mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's being on the toilet. And this is why.
Okay.
Because I always bring my phone.
Yeah. Mm.
And more times than not, I am sitting on the toilet longer than I need to be.
Right.
Because,
you know, you have mobile games and you have Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Just see too many interesting TikToks.
Yep.
Stop putting interesting things on TikTok so we can get off the toilet.
Yeah, because guys stand and we sit when we pee. So, like, we sit down and I'll scroll. And, I mean, my pees at home will last, like, 10 minutes because I'm just distracted by TikTok or Instagram.
So by the time you get done peeing, you have to go pee again.
Yeah. Landon's always like, you're going to get a hemorrhoid. And I'm like, I haven't yet. So we're good so far.
What wastes the most time in your day, Woody?
Well, you know, I was going to say the same thing, kind of, but when I do sit on the toilet, sometimes I'll be scrolling through TikTok or whatever until my legs go numb.
Yes.
And then I say, okay, I guess I got to get up now.
Yep. I must return circulation to my legs.
I'd say the biggest thing that takes up a lot of time and is boring is traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the way to work, you know, come to work at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, it ain't too bad.
Right.
But on the way back from, you know, around the airport to Murfreesboro, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And there's usually tie-ups and cones and things stopping me from getting to my house.
Yep.
You know what wastes my time? And it's probably not the most time in my day, but it just feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
Surveys in my email about every purchase I make.
Oh.
I could buy like a Kind bar, like a Nutri-Grain kind of bar out of the vending machine here at work, or buy a single screw at Home Depot. Hey, tell us about your experience.
Yes.
There's nothing to tell.
Yeah.
Would you like to take part in a brief survey?
Right.
No. Why does everybody need to know how great was, you know, your service when you bought gas? Like, I don't care.
And also, what's the benefit for me besides wasting my time?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
It benefits them.
Right.
I don't know. Because I don't know. They can fire somebody, I guess, if it didn't go well.
I think the idea is that they can improve, but these big corporations, they don't look.
They just farm your information out to other companies.
Yep, they just want your email to advertise to you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that feels like a big waste of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That and your ad blocker is stopping this page from loading.
Yeah.
Will you continue? No. I know how to find that little click to, you know, watch this, go to this site without supporting us.
Yes.
All right.
Really fast.
That's what's wasting our time. And we're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Back to the podcast. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars. It's always fun when it's personal. Married couples, people in a relationship, or coworkers, which we have today. We have Wendy and Chris who work together in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Have you guys seen the zebra? I know you're down in Rutherford County.
Yes.
I haven't seen him yet.
Not yet. We're looking for him.
Okay. All right. All right.
He's been photoshopped all over town. So
I know.
Ed is amongst you somewhere. Yes.
He's everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. All right. Wendy and Chris, let's give you a get acquainted question. Wendy, what wastes most of your time during a day?
Paperwork.
Paperwork.
Chris, what about you? What wastes the most time in your day?
I want to say taking tee times on the phone.
Okay.
You're at a golf course. So that's got to be constantly picking up the phone.
Yes, sir.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Wendy, is the NHL hockey team from Seattle called the Kraken, the Devils, or the Sharks?
The Kraken.
Woo!
You are correct.
Woo! Release the Kraken.
1-0. Wendy's in the lead.
Okay, Chris. Is Elf a brand of shoes, cosmetics, or winter coats?
Cosmetics.
It
cosmetics.
Is.
Good nice. Job.
And they just bought Rode Beauty from Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, there you go.
Billions of dollars passed hands.
Yes. All right, Wendy, Buffalo Trace is a brand of what type of liquor?
Whiskey?
Whiskey is right.
Woo!
Good job.
Bourbon, whiskey. We have to get
in that same family.
Technically.
Yeah, unless you're an aficionado like Jim. Everyone
the
says
purist.
The same stuff.
I'm not one. I like
it.
It's like
the brown. It's the brown devil. It doesn't matter what they call it.
Very angry purist.
All right, we're going to stay on alcohol here.
All
Chris,
right.
You bring home some yellowtail. What is that?
That's a wine.
It is a wine.
It is. I kind of spoiled that a little bit.
By saying alcohol, yeah.
He did sound confident, though, yeah, with that answer.
I think you would have got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
Got that for the wife before.
Okay.
Wendy, Bilbo and Frodo Baggins are characters from what fantasy sci-fi book and movie series?
Lord of the Rings.
You are correct. There you go.
All right, she's perfect.
Okay.
3-2. You got to get this, Chris.
Okay, Chris. How is Jimmy Choo famous?
Shoes or boots?
Yes.
He's a shoe designer.
You got it.
Wow. All right. Perfect score. We got a tie. That means we have to break that tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition.
Woo.
How many lines, up to five, will you need, Wendy, to name the song?
I'll do five.
Five, okay.
Chris, can you do it in less than five?
I'll do four.
Four. Back to you, Wendy.
Three.
Ooh.
I love this.
Chris, can you do two?
I'll ask her to do it in three.
All right. Okay. You get three lines, Wendy, and you got to give us the title of the song. Jim will recite them for you now.
If you want to find all the cops, they're hanging out in the donut shop. They sing and dance, oh, way, oh.
What song is that?
Let's say it's by the Bangles, and it is... I can hear it in my head. It's not Manic Monday.
No, it's not.
No, you were looking for Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, man, you came
wow,
so
that was close.
Oh, what an exciting end. But that means Chris is the victor in Gender Wars. Congratulations, Chris. We've got tickets for you to go see it's Toto.
Yes, along with the Minute Work and Christopher Cross.
Yep.
Going to be a great show.
Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We're not the only ones going through a hard financial time right now. So is Mr. Beast, who's one of the biggest YouTubers.
Of all time.
Of all time. He's worth $1 billion now. But he said that he has to ask his mom for money to pay for his own wedding because the $1 billion that he's made... He reinvests back into his content.
Oh, he's tied up in investments.
So. Okay.
Well, not even investments. He just reinvests into his own content.
Into his show,
yeah.
Give away money to make these amazing
sets. Yeah, because he makes these crazy. I mean, they're just so elaborate.
Right.
But I'm like, why don't you just take a break from that for a year and focus on the wedding, maybe?
Maybe just not do one.
I know. In today's society, if he takes a break for a year, people will forget all about him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Out of short attention span.
Yeah.
So, Mommy... Can I borrow money?
Right.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who is your new best friend here?
This is Cooper. Aww. Cooper is around 3 years old, only like 15 pounds. He's a tiny guy. And he is so, so sweet. So entertaining. Like, you could just, he's one of those dogs, you could just watch him do anything and you're like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like toddlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a great personality.
Yeah.
But he's very chill and kind of, he seems manageable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's 3 years old. So he still has like some energy, but he's not, you know, crazy puppy energy. But he definitely, he loves his stuffies. He was in a foster home and she said that he would carry them around like his babies every time they went on a walk.
Aww.
He had to have his stuffies with him. We also tried to give him a pool party yesterday, and it was so cute. We would throw his stuffies, like, into the water, and he started drinking the water like he was going to be able to drink it out of the baby pool.
After I empty this pool, I'm going to get all the stuffies.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's so sweet. Does great in the car. He's potty trained. He's crate trained. He really is just the perfect little package.
Yeah, and he's a fluffy little muffin.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Just what do you guys
adorable.
Think he is? Because he's really soft.
Yeah, he's very soft. I think he might be like Pomeranian Chihuahua mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's definitely, he's got like a little, you know, the little chichi face, but right. he's so soft.
Yeah. Oh.
And he loves to snuggle. He loves to like burrow in the sheets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to sit on the couch with a Netflix buddy. There you go. There's Cooper.
Yep. Yeah. He's a perfect little angel.
So he's good to go. Got chips and all the spayed, neutered and all that stuff.
Yep. He has got a tip to tail exam by our vet team, and he is microchipped, up to date on all of his vaccines. He's ready to go home.
Very so cool. Where can people find him?
On our website. We actually did just post him on our Instagram too, so that has a mm-hmm. little bit of information. Okay. Or you can just come on in. He is no longer in foster. He's at the shelter, so you can come by and meet him and see his adorable little personality for yourself.
And if you do, you're just going to fall in love.
Yeah, very you cool. can't leave without him.
You want to give Cooper his forever home. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Three things you want to know this morning. Here's some crime that happened in Memphis. What a surprise. There's people who stole a bathroom vanity. I guess the house is being, renovated.
Oh.
And they got in there and stole, like, sinks and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Faucets and countertops. And what makes it news is they escaped on bicycles.
They carry this stuff on bikes?
Tied to the back with wheels on it. Like they.
You got to admire that.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they posted a picture, but they're on the lookout.
They haven't caught them? They escaped on bikes?
I guess somebody took a picture but didn't follow them.
Oh, okay. Wow. Dealing with some pros here.
Yeah, no kidding.
A 2-year-old boy who's become the youngest member of Mensa.
2 years old?
He's 2 years old. He lives in the UK. And while most toddlers are working on like, hey, what color is that? And,
yeah.
You know, snack negotiations. This kid, at 2 years and 182 days old, is now a member of Mensa. And he can form full sentences. He's learning the Greek alphabet, he can do Morse code, and he can count to 10 in 5 different languages.
Wow. Is he a Benjamin Button kid?
Apparently his parents are both educators.
Wow.
So but, I don't know, he's been in the perfect environment to learn,
yeah.
I guess.
Is he potty trained?
I was going to ask that.
Because wouldn't that be funny if he's like learning the Greek alphabet
oh, yeah.
and also pooping his pants yeah. at the same
right?
time?
Right? If he's like Big Bang Theory, right? Completely like, you know, genius level stuff, but can't do the basics.
Man, that's question. Crazy. So there's not all things are bad with these people moving from like the West Coast and all these areas because they bring things like In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new one that'll be coming up in the Rivergate Mall area that's getting renovated starting this summer. There's no end time yet. They don't know when right. it'll be completed. But
it's a huge area out there. It's going to be a while.
Huge yeah. area. Yeah, it's like a $3.5 million or $3.5 million. What am I trying to say?
Lots of numbers.
Yep, yes. yep. Yeah, a lot of zeros.
Let's ask the baby who poops their pants. Mensa.
Yeah, I am not part of Mensa. Didn't even know that existed. So that's where we're at today.
Yeah. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I've got to mow the lawn, but I don't want to because my allergies are killing me.
No, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I've got a chiropractor appointment. Oh. I always like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
I am going grocery shopping. And finishing the laundry that I started yesterday. It's like a mountain.
I'm going to be heading home, grabbing a nap, and I believe my fence should be finished today. So
yay.
That'll be exciting for the dogs to be able to run around instead of, but they can see the end of the neighborhood. They were going like, I'll get all that stuff down there.
Freedom. Their freedom is about to end.
Yes, and my granddaughter has another softball game today.
Oh, cute.
Awesome.
Which is going to be great because it's being like 90 this afternoon.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.